The social justice movement in Bloomington Normal turned to fine arts to get its point across about how police treat people of color and what black liberation truly means. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Here's a report with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson, who was at a series of performances outside the McLean County Courthouse.
The Black Liberation Celebration brought people together from all demographics to support the African-American community in a plea for justice among injustices taking place nationwide. Performers included the Dramatic Talents Drumline, which marched past the county jail. Illinois State Senior Diana Bender was there too. She said the celebration allowed African Americans to tap into their roots to creatively express the knowledge of their history.
Music and musicians has just been around since the beginning of the time. It emulated through the struggles, through the civil rights times. It's a reflection of religious ceremonies when we married. It's always been rooted in our cultures.
That's artist Darius Williams, a.k.a. McIntosh, performing a song entitled Black Boy. He says it brings attention to the hardships he and others have faced throughout daily life.
Like, I feel like we're taught to be, don't show emotion. You have to be, hardcore. Like, if something happens, don't cry over spilled milk. Like, don't let, the white man see you cry. But it's like, in Black Boy, I was really explaining to people, the struggles I face as, a black boy in America.
Music is universal, and art is rooted in history. Fellow ISU student Charisma Thomas said to Black Americans, the form of expression is therapeutic for dealing with the emotions of hardship. You may be seeing less Black Lives Matter photos on your social media feeds. Thomas said those issues are still everyday life for Black people. Sometimes it makes her feel numb.
And my initial response be defeat, because it's like, damn, we've been doing this for 100 plus years and we still have to explain why our Black skin matters. Not the fact that we're just human, but we're Black humans.
Thomas says she's dealt with microaggressions and discrimination firsthand in this community.
In Bloomington, the racism isn't necessarily overt, but you get the stares, you get the clutched purses, and you get people that's looking at you like they ain't never seen brown in their life. That's the type of racism in Bloomington.
Dominique Stevenson has been one of the young leaders who've emerged locally in the months since George Floyd's killing. Stevenson is a co-founder of the Next Gen Initiative. He's also a musician performing as V8 Vast Change.
I regret we turned away from roots and put the kids, they try to get to you. Iris hit the lion every goose and colors make us kill our brothers too. Tell me what.
Hoping for a brighter future, Stevenson says he wants change to come in all forms.
Us being liberated means that everybody's getting paid equally. People are getting hired for the jobs that they, that they deserve, based on resumes and things like that. People not getting overlooked. It's a long list, you know what I'm saying? But it's just in general, equality is what liberation is for me.
Zachary Gittrich, Trevin Gaffney, and China D organized Saturday's event. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
You can hear more stories from our Black community by listening to any of the 20-plus episodes of our Living Black in Bloomington Normal series. They're all available at wglt.org/livingblack.